Welcome to the U Rising Podcast, where you can learn about the people at the University of Utah who are helping the U rise. My name is Ruth Watkins. I'm the president of the university. And my guest today is Jason Perry. Jason is the vice president for government relations at the University of Utah, and he's also our director of the Hinckley Institute of Politics. Jason, it's a busy time for you with the legislature in session.
Well, it sure is. And you've been so helpful already. Well, 45 days of fun on the Hill. It's been a great ride already.
Maybe tell our listeners a little bit about what you do at the legislature and what's involved in the work of a vice president for government relations.
Many people might not follow all the individual bills that happen, but there are a record number of bills this session. There's over 1,200 bills. About 800 of them will be actually talked about on the floor. Some kind of committee hearing will happen, and about 550 plus of those will be actually passed into law. And a lot of them impact us here at the University of Utah. Everything from our buildings to our electricity to research, even to compensation for the people who work at this great campus. People may not realize, but our legislature has a serious impact on our university. And so you and I together, President, are watching those bills and trying to make sure that they help us as much as possible.
Mm-hmm. And one thing we know is that the university plays an enormous role in the state of Utah's economy. We are a very significant employer, and much of what happens here at the U influences the rest of our state. So, of course, those bills matter to us as our activity matters to the legislature.
Well, that is so true, and I think largely because of your great leadership here at the U, you're seeing us as that flagship institution that we are in the state. And because of that, there's a lot of responsibility that comes with it as well. They want us to be subject matter experts on many things facing them, the things in health sciences, things in Maine research, even on air quality. They're looking for us to help lead the state in some way. And so that's why I know they appreciate your contact with them during this legislative session, because a lot of these bills allow us to help the state. And since we are the biggest employer in the whole state, right? So what we say does matter to them, and they do tend to like what's happening at the University of Utah.
We get to give a presentation every year to higher ed appropriations about what is happening at the U. It's sort of a state of the U kind of talk. And we also talk with them about our priorities for the coming year. Certainly, we have heard the message loud and clear, I think, from the legislature that completion rates, college graduation, the success of our students matters. It matters to Utah industries. It matters to the legislature. We have other priorities that we outline each year. We are talking about the value that performance funding has had for the university. That allows us to direct resources to continue to help students succeed. We appreciate the salary support and compensation that's provided for our faculty and staff. That's how we have the great people we have at the U. And of course, we do have a science building that we are hoping can earn legislative funding, largely because that is the place where these STEM graduates must be educated and continue through the pipeline. Any thoughts about how our conversations have progressed on those priorities?
Mm-hmm. Well, they're coming along very well. This idea of performance funding is something that you worked with our legislature to help implement. It's one of these great concepts that wasn't always the case, but how about if we look at our universities for what we want them to do? What are the metrics that matter? Things that you and I already identified. So this is going to be the second year in a row on performance funding, where I think they're going to fund us based on how well we're doing. And of course, all metrics are up at the University of Utah, so I think that's going along very well. The building question is one we all need to keep working on. There are a lot of competing priorities, and what many people might not realize is the process to get one of these buildings funded. It's not just a matter of going up and stating your need. There are lots of competing needs in the state of Utah, everything from elementary schools to courthouses to jails to buildings for higher education. And so we have done very well. You've been presenting all summer long on our science building, and we're ranked very high on the priority list. So we have a couple of committees, and this next week is a big week for us in terms of the priority from our infrastructure committee. I know you've met with everyone now on that committee to try to get that passed, but this is so crucial for our campus, so crucial for our students, and almost everyone that's listening to this podcast on campus, at least, is going to spend time in this new building.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and we do know there are many needs. We also believe we are a great investment with a lot of return on that investment. One of my favorite things that happens when we're at the legislature is the opportunity I have to meet some interns. Mm-hmm. And one of your roles is to lead our Hinckley Institute of Politics. Tell us a little bit about what that role is for our campus and why it matters so much to the state and, frankly, to the world.
Well, these internships are just so important. We have 26 interns on the Hill right now with our state legislature, and they are learning how a bill becomes a law. And it's valuable for them because really start learning what the levers are connected to in government, which is just so important. You know, when you start pulling on one thing, what happens? And it's not always what you might expect because politics is different, priorities are different. So our interns with our legislature are learning a lot about the process, but also about politics, which really is the only real sport that exists. For the Hinckley Institute, there are two primary missions. One is this internship arm. So we have the local internships. We have 100 plus interns every year doing local internships. We have around 30 or so interns every single semester in Washington, D.C., and every kind of congressional office, museums, think tanks, nonprofits. And we also have many students in internships everywhere in the world. Because we are the Hinckley Institute of Politics, but this is every kind of internship and every kind of place. It is not just about politics, even though I would say politics is part of everything. But we have interns doing things that are quite remarkable that people might not realize. We have interns in Australia that are actually working for Australian Parliament. We were just there this past summer meeting with a couple of the elected officials, and they came out of the room and they said, "We just want you to see what your intern helped me produce." And it was a political piece, it was a commercial for them that one of our interns did for them, because no one does that kind of thing there in that kind of environment. So we're bringing some of our own kind of ways of approaching politics to them as well. In London, in South Korea, many places in China, Romania, And these are students who are in think tanks. Of course, some of them are with elected officials, but they're in think tanks. They're in nonprofits. They're helping to build homes for people in certain places. They're teaching people how to read. They're teaching English. They're setting policy. The idea of having an internship really is as big or as interesting as what you want to find, whatever your interest is. And I mean, whatever it is. We have host offices in some part of the world that are wanting to take you.
This is a very powerful message, because I think what you're saying is you can be a Hinckley intern here, locally, nationally, and globally. So there is an experience for every student and for their needs and interests.
Any person that walks in our door looking for a life-changing experience, we're going to find it for them. Many got their start in their careers by doing these kinds of internships. I did. I was working for Senator Orrin Hatch a long time ago in Washington, D.C., and that's where I kind of got my start as well. So that's the primary mission of the Hinckley Institute. The best experiences that the students can find anywhere in a practical sort of way. And the second big thing we do is we bring great speakers. 3 or 4 days a week, we have a forum at the Hinckley Institute of Politics on every imaginable topic. Best thinkers in the world just coming to talk to our students, and that is an amazingly important thing.
Well, I can endorse the impact that you're having in your leadership of the Hinckley Institute. I meet people all over the country in cities that we visit, alums, donors, those who support the institution. And to a person, I have so many former Hinckley interns approach me and tell me that it was one of the most powerful experiences of their life. And I get to see it every day. We're down at the legislature. Those students are getting a front row seat to the importance of civic engagement and good governance, and it is a powerful learning experience for them. It's a great time for us to give a little shout out to all the people that work with Hinckley interns and allow those students to have that front row seat to governance. It is an important partnership, and without them engaging with us, we would not be able to succeed.
That is so true. I guess it was 2 days ago, you and I were on the Hill, and someone stopped us in the hall just saying, "Hey, I'm running this organization now. I got into it because of my Hinckley internship." They're thinking you, they're thinking the Hinckley internship. It's one of those defining moments in their life. And sometimes they learn what they don't want to do, but most of the time they decide what they're going to do from those internships as well, and that is just absolutely priceless.
Yes, I think so. They certainly get a chance to see what civic engagement is and why an engaged and educated citizenry matters to our state and our world. Well, Vice President Jason Perry, a remarkable guest today. Thank you so much, Jason. Thank you, listeners. And I hope you'll join us again for the next installment of the U Rising podcast.